And it's not just the long fight over water that seems to have been settled today. Tonight, for the first time in 30 years, environmentalists and loggers in Tasmania have struck a peace deal. It was finally signed in Hobart this morning. Felicity Ogilvy reports.
It's taken almost 3 years, but today the old enemies in the Tasmanian forestry dispute stood side by side to announce that they've signed a peace deal. The compromise will see more than 500,000 hectares of native forest protected and the timber industry downsized. The conflict was a lose-lose situation, according to Phil Pullinger from Environment Tasmania.
Tasmania, for too long, had been locked into a negative cycle of conflict. We were losing our ancient forests. We had a timber industry that for too long had been hampered by this conflict and unending uncertainty, and a community that was divided.
The timber industry representative, Terry Edwards, hopes most forest protests will stop.
And it's up to the people of Tasmania to now seize the opportunity that this agreement presents. That opportunity is for a conflict-free forest industry, supported by the Tasmanian community at large, and most particularly supported by environmental groups.
The deal almost collapsed several times and the formal talks were abandoned last month. The Federal Environment Minister, Tony Burke, travelled to Tasmania several times to urge the negotiators not to abandon the peace deal.
I think we have the makings of something quite extraordinary and something that we are heading towards, something that is a unique win for jobs in Tasmania, that has conservation benefits that many people would not have thought possible.
The original plan was for the state and federal governments to provide $276 million to make the peace deal work. The Tasmanian Premier, Lara Giddings, says the assistance package will have to be increased.
There will be a requirement for additional funds as a result of this agreement, and the state government has already started our conversations with the Australian government about the need to put additional funds in. We are very committed to this agreement. We want to make sure that it works.
The money will be used to compensate the timber industry and provide the funds needed to establish new reserves. Terry Edwards believes having peace in the state's native forests should help the controversial multi-billion dollar Gunns pulp mill project. The mill will be plantation-based, and even though Gunns has gone into administration, the receivers believe the project can still go ahead.
The forestry wars, as they've been styled over the last 30 years, have been a significant disincentive for people to invest in the Tasmanian forest industry. It's one of the reasons why Gunns have had trouble attracting a joint venture partner over so many years.
But there are still issues to be resolved. One of the other signatories to the forestry peace deal, the Wilderness Society campaigner Vicar Bailey, opposes the Gunns pulp mill.
We don't think a pulp mill is the best for Tasmania. We welcome, as I say, the fact that this agreement is focused very firmly on solid wood production. We think that that is the way forward for Tasmania.
Is there a danger, though, for the Wilderness Society that this morning you've just signed off on a peace deal that could give the social licence it needs to get an investor?
Look, there is always the risk that that is the case. We're focused on protecting forests, though, and that has been our concern all the way through this process. It has never been about trading off our native forests for a pulp mill.
Gunns receivers, Cord and Menthus, say there's been a lot of interest in the pulp mill project, but they haven't decided when it will be put up for sale.
Felicity Ogilvy.